You're listening to SBS News.
A global assessment of students is prepared by the OECD every 3 years and involves more than a million teenagers. The PISA report card for last year shows Australian students are barely making the grade. The Federal Education Minister is Dan Tehan.
These results are disappointing and the alarm bells should be ringing. We need to do better. We've got to get back to putting literacy and numeracy at the base of everything that we do.
The PISA report details how Australian students are behind compared to their international counterparts. Australia is ranked 16th in the world for reading literacy, behind leaders China and Singapore, trailing New Zealand, the UK and the USA. The nation is also lagging in the field of science, ranked 17th in the world. But the biggest slump is in the field of maths, where Australia ranks just 29th, with performances falling to the OECD's average for the first time. Dr. Sue Thompson is the National Project Manager for PISA in Australia.
It's not just our scores going down, it's the scores of other countries going up at the same time. We're now at the OECD average in maths, which is quite alarming, because I think we like to see ourselves as above average in most subject areas. We're a wealthy country where, you know, we have those advantages, so we should really be above the OECD average.
In the classroom, Australian students learning maths have fallen behind China by 3.5 years. Janine Sprakel from the Australian Maths and Science Institute warns the skills gap will harm Australia's competitiveness in the international market.
It's the drop in numbers on Australia's performance that we should really be worried about, especially when maths underpins so much of the future workforce that we need and that we're going to need with the 21st century skills.
The quality, training and working conditions of teachers is also under scrutiny.
We need to address the imbalance there as far as how much they get paid, how well respected they are in the community and what the job task is like itself. Teaching is a very difficult job and we need to acknowledge that and reward teachers for doing that well.
Overseas, Singaporean students are consistently near the top of the PISA rankings, although this year they were beaten by students from 4 Chinese provinces. Estonian students have improved over the past 2 decades to become the brightest in Europe. But despite numerous education reforms, the performance of Australian students has steadily declined since the first PISA exams were held in the year 2000. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese has attributed the poor results to inadequate school funding.
What are the education reforms that have happened under this government? If you've got any that you remember, ask me about them and I'll respond. Because quite frankly, after 7 years, it's difficult to remember anything they've done in education except to make cuts.
But Minister Tehan says it's not all about money, calling for the curriculum to go back to basics, ahead of a meeting with state education ministers in Alice Springs.
So that is why it's so important that we don't look at sort of window dressing around the top. We go back to those fundamentals. And that's why next week in Alice Springs, we've got that on the table.
Naveen Razik, SBS News.